using nature to fight a honeybee disease. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are all kinds of diseases and other problems that are hurting honeybees. One of them is a bacterial infection called American foul brood, and it's been a problem for bees around the country for decades. The disease kills bee larvae and can lead to the entire hive collapsing. Researchers at Brigham Young University have come up with a natural way to fight back. They're using a kind of virus called a phage. Sandra Burnett is an associate professor of microbiology and molecular biology, and Brian Merrill is a senior at BYU. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
You're using a brand new approach to treat this disease in beehives. How does it work?
This is using nature in order to fight nature, basically. The bacteria are very small organisms, and a phage is even smaller. It's actually a virus that specifically infects bacteria. And we see phages naturally in the environment. And so what our goal has been is to find phages that will infect this bacteria and capture them and have them ready to actually do an attack and kill the bacteria for us.
How did you come up with this idea?
I personally own bees at my house. I have a backyard beekeeper, and decided I knew that this bacterial infection was a problem in beehives, and I decided I wanted to use this as our target bacteria and see if we could find phages to solve this problem in bees.
So you found some that work?
Yeah. We found, right now we have identified about four that work pretty well.
And how effective overall are these phages at treating this disease?
Well, we're still kind of in the preliminary studies right now, but based on what we've seen, we can put these phages on beehives and we can notice an improvement. It's really, really good.
Are there any downsides or side effects of using phages?
We have not found any yet. Phages are really, really natural and they're really safe. They kind of work like a lock and a key. The phage is kind of like the key, and the bacteria has a specific lock on it. And so if one particular phage can only really infect one type of bacteria, generally speaking. And so this treatment is incredibly specific to the bacteria that we want to kill. Whereas antibiotics, when you treat a beehive with antibiotics, it'll knock down the populations of all the healthy bacteria that bees need to survive, as well as the foul brood bacteria. And that causes some pretty major effects. But with phages, I mean, they're really specific. They get in, they do their job, they multiply until the bacteria is gone. And then when the bacteria is gone, the phages just disappear without a sign.
What needs to happen to make this treatment more widely available?
Well, we need to actually get FDA approval, since this would go into beehives, which produce food items, and we're in the process of doing paperwork for that. It's a long process. The FDA requires, of course, safety testing, which we've been doing safety testing, and FDA also requires efficacy testing. And for efficacy testing, that means we actually need contact with beekeepers that have infected hives so that we can get the number of treatments and the percentages of our success rate. Just the data is needed in order for us to continue to process the FDA papers.
Sandra Burnett is an associate professor of microbiology and molecular biology at Brigham Young University. Brian Merrill is a senior at BYU. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.